This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. A retreat for gay priests is being held at Racine's Siena Center this week. Father Greg Greiton of St. Bernadette's Parish in Milwaukee is one of the priests attending.
The pastor is in a much different place than when he went to the retreat for the first time last year. He's since come out to his entire parish and actually the world after he wrote an article following the retreat that appeared in the December 2017 issue of the National Catholic Reporter, explaining he is gay.
Brighton recounts to Lake Effect's Mayon Silver what was unique about signing up for the retreat for the first time.
And it was interesting because after I signed up, then I'm like, well, how do you put this on your calendar? Not my personal calendar, but then it was on the church calendar, because at that time, I wasn't even out to this community, to my staff, to very few people. So I put down church meetings, you know, priest meetings. And that's what was on the calendar. So when I was gone, people just didn't question. And, oh, he's at priest meetings and he'll be gone. So when I came back, it was interesting because now I had a staff meeting. And at the staff meeting, one of the staff members said, oh, by the way, how were your priest meetings and what was the topic? And at first I'm like, well, now how do I respond? And so I said, well, I'll address it later. And it was actually for me at the end of the staff meeting, I told my staff honestly where I was, that I was on a retreat, and it was a retreat for gay priests and religious. This was the theme of following Jesus and holy honesty. And so I told them about my experience of being on the retreat. And then that followed with also informing them that in the next month, I was publishing my article in the National Catholic Reporter, where I actually was going to be coming out on a very public level. So, but that was the interesting moments of where that happened, of acknowledging the retreat, telling my staffs, telling the leading into telling the whole parish community about that experience.
So would you say that the retreat was a catalyst for coming out?
No, I was already in process of doing that. It was for me, a very important experience of coming together with other priests who have dealt with this in their own life on many different levels, and having an opportunity to really honestly talk with one another. It was a very profound experience for me in being able to share our lives, share our stories, interact, to know the struggles that people have had. And so that was all happening already in my own personal life. And like I say, the article was already finished and I was already working with the editor to figure out how to get this published and would they publish it, all that. So that was all happening.
And would you say that anything surprised you about the retreat?
The most surprising thing about the retreat last year when we came together was there was about 25 of us, if I'm not mistaken. And the most surprising thing was just the incredible honesty and people who shared their stories, and to have a place to be able to do that was so profound. I have been on many retreats, as you could imagine, over the years, but none was as significant as that, to feel like we were truly sharing honestly from the depths of our lives and our hearts, our own pains and struggles and wounds and joys. That was all of it together.
What do you feel are the particular challenges in the Catholic Church in dealing with LGBT priests?
Well, I can speak from my own personal experience. And from my own personal experience, the most difficult thing has been hiding, and having to live my life in hiding. And for many years, I have expressed to people, I just want to be honest. I just want to be open and honest. And that was the key even of using that experience of the retreat, because as I told my congregation that, listen, I could have made up a story about where I was. I didn't have to tell them that I was at the retreat last year. I didn't need to do that. However, then it's only creating one more story, one more, as I would say, lie about what I am up to, what I'm doing, and all that. And that's the dichotomy. That was the part for me. I stood up there in front of the congregation and said, you know what? There's no more lying. Now I'm 53, but I said, I'm 52 at the time. And I'm like, I really don't care who finds out about this aspect of my life. It's a part of who I am. I have lived with this. I have grown up, you know, through the years. As I write about in my article, it was so devastating to me because of the homophobia in our culture and also within the context of the church at times. To hear such negative, shaming messages, that at 24, I wanted to end my life. I mean, I was sitting in a window, and I was contemplating whether I would jump from the fifth story and, you know, jump into the concrete below. I mean, that's a low point, you know, and I know people who have taken their lives because they were LGBT. And so knowing that, knowing the difficulty for me was the part of, no, I have to be honest. And people would say to me at different times along in the journey, oh, Greg, you know, it really doesn't matter if you're a gay priest or a straight priest, as long as you're a celibate priest. And so I'm like, well, good, you know. And so for many years, I took that in. And I said, well, you know what? To me, then, I interpreted that, well, if it doesn't matter, well, then I'm going to come out. And that's actually how I approached the Archbishop. And when I talked to him about that before I did come out, I said, you know, if it really doesn't matter, then I'm coming out. Well, what I soon found out is, guess what? For some in leadership, it does matter. And that's the point. It shouldn't matter. But for some people today in the church, it does matter yet. And not just in the church, and also in the larger society as well. And that's part of the issue. And so that the story could go so viral and so quickly shows the depth of people who they want a person to honestly be able to be who they are, who wants to grow up and to do so a very honest way, authentic way, with great integrity. And that's what I hope that we can begin to provide for more and more people by being honest. So,
do you feel like being out has helped you minister to people who are LGBT?
Well, I can tell you a whole new ministry has developed of people emailing me, writing me, contacting me. They just want to be able to speak to someone who can be compassionate, who can respond to where they are. So, yeah, there's a whole new outreach that has happened since being honest. And I'm always amazed because, you know, I can celebrate a liturgy. I can just was somewhere for a funeral, and people will come up to me, and they're like, I just want to meet you. I want to thank you for what you've done. And so those kinds of experiences have happened because of that. And to me, it's like the more honest we are, the more authentic we are, the more we live with integrity. I mean, people respond to that. They, you know, in my mind, that's actually what a priest is supposed to be. And to me, the hypocrisy of it was when I had to be lying about who I am, because to create stories, to cover up, to, you know, do all of that, that was not, it creates a false sense of who I am. But then people are, you know, they're all excited about this false sense. And then inside it's like, but that's not me. That's not the true me. And so I have been seeking to just embrace that truth, that kind of honesty in my life. And that's where I will continue to live my life from. I can tell you this, I have never felt more free, more alive since I have shared my story and it's been out there. And it's not, we're just coming up on a year in December. So over these like 10 months, it's been an incredible journey, but it's one of real integrity, and that's what I'm most proud of.
So something that I'm interested in sort of fleshing out is, when you said people would tell you it doesn't matter if you're a gay priest or a straight priest as long as you're a celibate priest, is that kind of what people would say?
Mm-hmm.
So what about the people who say, well, you're celibate, sexual orientation shouldn't matter, why are you even paying attention to this, or something like that? You know, have you gotten any of that response at all?
Well, some people have even remarked and said, well, if you're celibate, well, then how do you really know you're gay? You know, and I think that's the confusion that continues to happen with some people. They just define being gay with being sexually active. And that's how the definition happens. That's why even within the context of the church, people are like, well, you can't come out and say you're a gay priest because there's no such thing as a gay priest. So they would like you to use language like same sex attracted, you know, and all that. Because if you're gay, well, then it means you're active, you're, you know, you got a political agenda. You know, they assign all these kinds of subscripts to the whole discussion. And so what happens in that kind of context, I just am not going to get pulled into that. You know, it's like, no, I've spoken and said what I said. You know, I am a gay person. It is a part of my identity. It's not my full identity. I mean, I'm much broader than that, and it is a part of my life. But I'm not going to simply submit to a number of people who just aren't open and flexible, you know. I knew for me, I could not keep living that kind of duplicitous life of not being out. I needed to be able to say, you know what, I want to speak the truth. I just want to be me. And so that was most important.
I was going to ask you about the support. What made it possible for you to do that, both within the church and within your personal life?
Well, I think part of it is not only do I do my priestly duties and in my connection in relationship to the parish, but over the years now, I've also been training, and I work with people who have suffered with trauma, many different varied ways of experiencing trauma in their life. So through my trauma training, I also have worked in the whole area of sexual addiction, pornography addiction. So my experience of working with other great leaders and therapists in the larger therapeutic community on issues of addiction. So just knowing and having that all part of my background, you come to experience healing on a whole larger scale. So because of those training opportunities and the education that I've been receiving, so my role as a pastoral counselor has really expanded and given me a great opportunity to reach out to so many different people. So I think doing some of that trauma work and, you know, working through that shame and working through issues of feeling disconnected, you know, all of that helped me in my own personal healing so that I could also then be open and honest. And I think that was a deeper underlying aspect for me to say, I'm just going to put the truth out there. It doesn't matter.
And the establishment of the church was relatively receptive. You mentioned Archbishop Listecki, you spoke with him ahead of time and everything.
I spoke with the Archbishop, you know, and there was a statement that was put out after my article hit. And so he was supportive in me telling my story. And then there's some other comments that have come that he kind of wished I didn't share it, you know, but and kept it more private. But for me, that just wasn't an option. And no disrespect in any way to the Archbishop. It was just the personal side of I have to be authentic and I have to be true. And I can't hide this part of who I am. And as we see the struggles that people go through, I just knew that I had to be able to speak up. Because the other reality that we know of is there's many, many other priests who are faithfully serving the church who are gay as well. And so there hasn't been that freedom to really speak open and honestly. And for me, that was the challenge. That was to say, you know what, I can't do that anymore.
Thank you, Father Greiton, for speaking to us about this.
Well, I'm happy to, because if it helps one person in their own journey and in their own struggles, whatever that may be, I'm always grateful for those opportunities to just touch people's hearts.
Father Greg Greiton of St. Bernadette's Parish in Milwaukee spoke with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver. He's attending the retreat for gay priests being held at the Siena Center in Racine this week. We'll have another interview related to that retreat on tomorrow's show.